Hello, everybody, and welcome
to another episode of the WizWit Hockey Podcast. I am your host, Drooby Dooby Doo, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, the man that can only cook tilapia, Devin.
Hey, what's up? I cook tilapia.
And the guy whose birthday should be April 20th.
Hey, what's up? My birthday was like 2 weeks ago.
But... yeah, but it should be April 20th for the memes. Can you get it legally changed?
I'll try. Good. I don't know if they do that, but I will try.
Good.
Can't
so last
change your birthday. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you can try. You never know. Last time we were here, we had a guest. That was Jordan. He's gone. Thank God. Jesus. What an ugly person. Anyways, we talked about the Eagles. Eagles started out 1-1. That's whatever. But Carson Wentz come back.
And Jordan Matthews.
And Jordan Matthews, because all of our wide receivers are dead.
It was like the opposite of what everybody predicted with that. Everybody said they were going to lose to the Falcons and win against the Buccaneers. And
I want to say something.
Yes.
What's up?
I made a bold prediction. I said that Corey Clement would have a big game or have a good season or whatever. So I drafted him. I put my money where my mouth is. I drafted him on my work fantasy league and played him last week, and he almost got 20 points. So.
Yeah, that's good. That was very good because Sproles is hurt. Well, anyways, Hockey World, because we are a hockey podcast.
Are you sure? Did you check?
It says WizWit Hockey in my notes, so I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah,
there's no Wiz here either, though.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Or Wit.
Oh, I'm Wit. I'm yes, people, I am square and white. So, Erik Karlsson got traded, guys. Did you hear about this?
No, what?
Yeah, I know. Erik Karlsson.
Is that guy that plays for Vegas?
No, that's William Karlsson. That's Wild Bill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. However, Erik Karlsson, he got traded to the San Jose Sharks, along with Francis Perron, who's an absolute nobody. In return, Ottawa got a bit. Ottawa got Chris Tierney, Dylan DeMello, Josh Norris, Rudolph Balkers, a 2020 first-round pick, a 2019 second-round pick, and two conditional picks. Those conditions are, should the Sharks sign Karlsson to a contract extension, Ottawa receives San Jose's second-round pick in 2021, which would upgrade to a first if San Jose reaches the Stanley Cup Final in 2019. Also, if Karlsson is on an Eastern Conference team during the 2018-19 season, the Senators receive an additional first-round pick. Thoughts?
Terrible. This is a terrible trade. No, for real. Like, they should have traded him. If they were going to trade him, all right, they should have did it last year at the trade deadline. They should have got – like, if you're going to trade the best defenseman in the league, you should get back – like a slam dunk prospect at the very least. And like all the guys they got back are guys. Like some of them could be pretty good.
Are you telling me that Chris Tierney isn't a slam dunk prospect?
No. he's not.
That this guy named Rudolph isn't a slam dunk prospect?
I don't know, but he could probably sell some Christmas packages for you.
True. He put a little red nose on him.
Exactly. And the picks, like, okay, but you're getting San Jose's picks, who now has two of the best defensemen in the league, so it's not going to be a good pick. Like, it's going to be in the bottom 10. So, it's just terrible. It's just such a bad, like,
my
management
favorite
of the situation.
My favorite was the conditions on that trade.
Well, yeah.
If he ends up in the Eastern Conference.
Well, that just tells you everything you need to know about how they were negotiating the trades. Like, they were like, anybody from the Eastern Conference, no.
Immediately ruled out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they asked for more, and then San Jose was like, well, what if we can guarantee you he doesn't go over to the Eastern Conference? And they're like, oh, all right.
What? You're not gonna get rid of him to the Eastern Conference? Ah, deal. Joke's on them. Dorian sitting in the back, rubbing his hands like, yes, my plan. If he has a plan.
No. It's just, I don't know, man. I feel bad for the city of Ottawa and all their fans because, like, their owner's an idiot. Their GM is not that great. Like, I just can't get over, like, the Islanders let John Tavares walk for nothing, and I kind of feel like that was less bad. I don't know. I mean, technically it isn't, but in 1 year, we saw two teams lose franchise players for practically, or the Islanders would say they got six assets, but
well,
they were crappy assets.
They were crappy assets because the Islanders didn't really get shit.
Yeah, like they should have got. They should have got like two guys that you could that fans could get excited about, and then a couple picks that like you're like, all right, these are good picks that we can get guys that we could be excited about. But like, there's nothing in this trade that a fan could be excited about in return.
No.
Or you should just gave them $12 million and kept them. Like, they're idiots.
Yes. I mean, the Islanders and the Senators are just. Terrible organizations.
They're going to fight for who's the worst team in the league this season by far. If any team finishes below those two teams, it's...
The Islanders will probably be okay in terms of, like, not finishing last because they do have a lot of, like,
they do
NHL
have young talent.
Players. They have NHL players. They're just not a good team. They're not very deep. Well,
I guess Mappers. Like, who do the Senators have even that's any good? Like, who's their best player? Who's the Senators right
probably
now?
Probably Barzal, right?
Matt Duchene.
That's if Matt Duchene's your best.
I was thinking Islanders. Sorry, yeah.
Matt Duchene. Brady Tkachuk in a couple years.
Stone.
Mark Stone.
Yeah, Stone probably.
Maybe their goalie. He has a good year like every couple years.
Craig Anderson.
Yeah, he either has a really good year or he's terrible.
Yeah, I mean. With the Islanders, it's definitely Barzal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like the
they
Islanders
also
lost
have
Tavares, and they went out and they signed every marginal, like, third-line guy they could find.
Well, they
Valtteri Filppula.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they do have veteran presence in Valtteri Filppula.
So, like, they're going to be able to win. They're going to be able to beat the Islanders, or beat the Senators. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
When that trade happened, I mean, God, like, that video that they released. That was hilarious.
I watched the whole thing.
Same.
It was
the
late
one
at
with
night.
Was, Melnick.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But... You could feel something was coming after that. It's like, yeah, they're
we'll,
basically
we'll get to
saying
that.
It's not one player.
We gotta talk about the Sharks first.
Okay.
Yeah. Cap space. Do you think they could re-sign him? Because I'm taking a look at their cap space now.
Their projected cap space is $1.7 million right now.
Yeah, he's gonna get. Carlson has to get like what?
But
$9 to $11 million.
Yeah,
Joe
how much does Thornton make him?
$5 million. Joe Pavelski's in his last year, $6 million.
But I feel like they might keep Pavelski. Thornton, if they're trying to keep Carlson, Thornton is not going to stick around.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
so there's
$5 million. Six
yeah, but
million.
Pavelski. Pavelski.
He's 34 years old.
I feel like
but
I feel like
I feel
so
like
little
him,
about
though.
The Sharks. I mean,
I think
been
you
such a good
you want
so
Eric
long.
Carlson over Joe Pavelski.
You do, without a doubt. But I. Still think
I think
Pavelski
they're trying to keep
a lot
those.
Of that
organization. Yeah, from what I've heard, Pavelski is in their plans for the future. But like, I don't know.
Or do they trade Vlasic? He's making seven.
Nah,
million.
No, they probably.
I
won't.
Doubt
like,
they do that.
I'm sure
trade
they have some guys coming off the books because like they definitely had to have some foresight when trading for Carlson. Knowing that they're going to try to re-sign him, so it must be possible.
Could
right?
always trade Hurdle. He's taking up 5.6.
The players
Jesus,
that are
really?
In the last yeah, the players that are in the last year of their contract for the Sharks are Pavelski, Thornton, Donskoy, and then a bunch of RFAs.
Yeah.
And then Eric Carlson, Joachim Ryan, and Tim Heed.
How much is Carlson making right now?
$6.5 million.
So basically you have to find $4 million for him.
Well, Joe Thornton.
Joe Thornton, yeah. There you go.
Because you're gonna give him $10 million.
Pavelski's 34, and if he has an off year, he'll take a pay cut to stay with Carlson if they do really well.
Yeah, so
I think
definitely possible then.
Yeah. I think Pavelski probably gets about the same cap hit, maybe like 4 years, maybe a little less.
How
old
is he?
I don't know.
34.
If they're trying to win now, I don't know. They might keep him.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Same.
They do what Chicago did with Hossa and Detroit did with Zetterberg, where basically. The last year of the contract, they're going to retire anyway, and they're not going to actually pay him any real dollars. So
right,
yeah.
So
they can make it happen. I mean,
so,
you definitely have to get rid of Thornton, but they can make it happen.
I mean, he's 39; he's probably retiring after this year,
and he can't. Thornton's great because, like, the last 3 years, he can't move; like, he's
right
broken, but like he's still so good.
He still gets 40 assists a year.
Yeah, he's so good at, like, passing. He's just out there moving and setting guys up. It's great.
It's that Western Coast. That keeps you playing for an extra, like, couple years. Like.
It's that good cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that easy living.
Well, he had 13 goals and 23 assists last year in 47 games because he was hurt.
By the way, the Western Conference, oh, my God, is so deep right now. Like, so you got – San Jose was like, oh, man, they're an old team. They're going to get rolled over by Winnipeg and Nashville and all these other teams. And then they're like, all right, we'll get Erik Karlsson. So now it's –
that solves all their problems.
So now they have Erik Karlsson, Brett Burns on their team. Not to mention, like, they're just a good team after that. They got Winnipeg out there who's, like, amazing. Nashville's still amazing. Vegas – I still don't believe in Vegas.
Vegas is tough, but
I can see Vegas. I can see Vegas being anywhere from like a Stanley Cup contender to a garbage bottom five team. I really don't. I don't know what
they are
say.
Truly the wild card.
Yeah.
So the question I would like to pose to you, gentlemen, are San Jose now a Stanley Cup contender?
Yes.
I'd say so. Yeah.
I mean,
they have the best defenseman in the league.
Hockey's
they have. Another top five defenseman in Brent Burns, and then they have a good offense.
Yeah, but Mark Jones,
he's a good goalie.
He's a good goalie. You don't need you don't need a Carey Price or Henrik Lundqvist to win you a cup. You just need a goalie who's good who elevates his play in the playoffs. And Martin Jones is definitely capable of that.
Listen, there's going to be a cup contender in the West that's going to lose in the second round this year. So
there's probably going to be a cup contender that loses in the first round. The West is so fucking strong.
Exactly. So
yeah, you have the Jets. You have Nashville.
San Jose,
Jets, definitely.
St. Louis, in my book.
Yeah, St. Louis. St. Louis is another team that's like kind of on the cuffs.
I would say they're on the bottom. All right. So what do we mean by cup contender? Someone who has a chance to win the cup?
Yes.
Well, that's
30
I'd
say
teams.
Like legitimate.
No. I mean, like, favorites.
I wouldn't say St. Louis is a favorite, yeah. But I'd say they're, like, they have, like, if we're talking serious cup contenders, they'd be, like, one of the last teams that you'd list, I'd feel like.
I think I would go Winnipeg, Nashville, tied, then San Jose, then St. Louis. And then I'm sure I'm forgetting about someone out west. And then in the east, it's going to be Tampa, Toronto, Boston, Pittsburgh.
Do you think Toronto is that going to be that good? I think
they could be. The playoffs are so weird though. Like you have 8 seeds making it all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, the Senators just made it.
All right, so I've gone through this in my head 3 years so many ago. Times last week. All right, last year. So you had Ottawa 2 years ago, right? Make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. That same year, Nashville made it to the finals. They were the last team to clinch. LA won their cups as like the 8th seed. So like it just always happens. The Flyers went to the cup finals as a 7th seed. So like the NHL playoffs are kind of weird.
I really think it's easier to pick teams that definitely aren't going to compete for a cup than teams who would compete for a cup.
See,
it's easier to eliminate teams. And
exactly.
What you're describing is as weird is what's known as parity, which no other professional sport has.
Well, you know what the problem is?
Yeah.
We have no idea. Like, hockey is probably the only sport out of the four majors that, like, we really don't know what we're talking about. Like, we just don't know who's good. I'm being serious. Like, in baseball, it's known down to a science. Like, they have the stats nailed down. Like, they know who the good players are. Basketball, we know who's going to be in the finals before the season even starts. Football, it's pretty well known, like, who's a good team, who's a bad team, and what makes a player good or not. It's in hockey, there's still so much mystery. Like, we haven't really nailed down a specific stat. We have stats that kind of measure things, but not, like, really that efficiently. Like, Corsi is, like, kind of an indirect way of measuring possession, but like it's not really measuring possession. So hockey's weird. It's hard to predict.
True.
Which is, you can argue is good, and you can argue it's bad. It's probably bad if you're trying to make bets.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not a betting man. If I was, I'd have even less money than I do now. It's just life.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's another thing that kind of bothers me about, like, Flyers Twitter, the internet environment in for the Flyers fan base is so, like, pessimistic and sarcastic, and everyone's like, they keep seeing, like, oh, we're two years away. And it's like, come on, man. Ottawa Senators, who everyone knew was a garbage team, made it to the conference finals. Like, you can still have fun every year for your team. So, chill.
But it's Philly. We're not allowed to have fun unless we win everything.
But we... you're right.
Do we even have fun then?
No.
No, as soon as the Eagles won a Super Bowl, like, 3 days later, we're complaining that Nick Foles isn't good in the preseason. It's like... Yeah.
We're not allowed to enjoy things.
What... What's enjoyment? This is Philadelphia. We don't enjoy.
So, did you guys see the latest Ottawa Senators video?
Latest? You mean there's another video after that?
You mean Pierre Dorion?
Yes.
So, Pierre Dorion was asked a simple question. Now, for those who don't know, Pierre Dorion is the GM, the general manager of the Ottawa Senators, and he was on a broadcast, and he was asked, what he's optimistic for about the Ottawa Senators, and he pauses for legitimately 4.5 seconds. And with a perplexed look on his face, he goes, we're a team.
We're a team. I wish we had the audio of it, because it's like, name one thing to be hopeful for this season.
You know, we're a team.
Even longer than that.
A bunch
it's
of
like,
guys.
It's literally four seconds.
Yeah.
And it's so bad.
That's all you can come up with is we're a team.
We're a group of guys who own ice skates. We're going to be on the ice.
We still exist. We haven't been moved to Quebec yet.
Which, we'll go back to that other video now with Peter Melnick, whatever the fuck
Melnick
is, Nick. Whatever.
Eugene
Melnick.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a dumbass. Why is he still an owner?
Does anyone know how he made his millions? Like,
yes, actually, I do. He was, let's see, he founded a medical publishing company, Trimble Corporation. He founded where he really got his money is the BioVail Corporation. It's a Canadian pharmaceutical company. So he's basically a drug dealer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a specialty pharmaceutical company.
He's a Canadian drug dealer, too.
Yeah,
so.
Well, he was born in Toronto. He lives in the Barbados since 1991. So, you know, he's out there.
He just seems
not paying
like
taxes.
He has no freaking clue. Like,
what,
he's not even that. Like, just not self-aware, not aware of the situation. Like, has, like, just clueless. Like, he thinks making this video was a good idea.
With a player. With Mark Borowiecki, who's a defenseman for the Senators.
Yeah, it was such a weird thing. Like, somebody,
like
the thing is, somebody told
made
him, right? They have a PR person. Someone told him, like, hey, Eugene, this probably isn't the best idea. And he probably was like, nope, I'm doing this. I am the owner.
That's like if Ron Hexel did a video with Andrew McDonald. Right before they're about to trade Giroux.
You know what's funny? Like, I could see Ed Snyder doing something similar to this, but it wouldn't be this. It would be like,
honest.
Him, it would be him being pissed off.
He would just be honest.
And I hate it. We're going to be better.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's what it would be.
This Pierre Melnick, first off, was not wearing a current Ottawa Senators jersey.
Yeah, he was wearing an outdated jersey.
Right.
There was they had in the background they had hockey pants hanging up, which was another funny thing.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
The camera was swinging. What was up with that? So they had a swinging camera. It was like
somebody was recording on their iPhone.
It looked like the when they do that thing. The cable cam over the ice that everyone has in Winter Classic. Like, that's what they used to film this video. They just like they were storing it in Ottawa, and they're like, bust out that old sky cam.
And you know, he was honest about one thing. He said, right now we're kind of in the dumpster. Dumpster is also on fire, which he failed to mention. But yeah, I mean.
It's a great way to describe your team. I mean, it's honest.
The worst part, is it's not a journalist that he's talking to. He's talking to a current player on the roster. So when Borowiecki asks, what's the plan here? Well, we're in the dumpster.
Did he ask what he was going to be excited about?
Okay, so there's a part in the video where he asked, like, oh, so they're talking about young players on the team.
Yeah.
And the Borowski guy says, like, oh, you know, like, it's nice to have the young guys around. And he's like, and then Melnick butts in, cuts him off, and it's like, they're excited, which gets you guys excited, which gets me excited, which gets the fans excited. Everyone's like, what? No. You being excited does not get the fans excited.
Nobody cares about you.
Do you think the fans care if you're excited?
I'm pretty sure like 80% of the respective fan bases hate their owner.
Yeah, I would say the amount of owners that are beloved are few and far between. So it's like, it's normal for owners to be hated, but like,
yeah,
I don't know.
This is like a whole new level. While looking up Melnick, I did see that somebody, like a fans, posted a video, said it's time to leave, but.
Well, they have like billboards and stuff. And this has been a thing for like a couple years now.
Well, like, that leads us to this next point. He said he's not going anywhere, himself or the team. Which is interesting because, like, he brings up that there's talks of relocation. And he said, "Oh no,
yeah,
no,
he threatened.
We're not going here." He was the one who mentioned leaving.
It was after the playoff series where they made the Eastern Conference Final, and everybody knew they were just there because Erik Karlsson literally was throwing the team on his back.
That was a great playoff run by Erik Karlsson.
And the next season during the, I think it was like what, the Centennial Classic, he was like, yeah, there weren't a lot of fans during that playoff series. We might have to relocate.
We
might have to move the team.
Well, the thing is, like, the stadium is like an hour away from the city or something, like in the middle of nowhere.
it's like what's hurting the Coyotes too. Like, aren't they like outside the city, like an hour away?
Yeah,
Glendale.
Well, they keep changing cities. Yeah, Arizona, but they were in Phoenix, then they were in Glendale, and then there's another city they were going to move to.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother episode is Arizona. Well, that's a good point though. Ottawa has made us forget about how much of a crapshoot Arizona is, like as far as like being a team and being run.
Yeah, but they're also like, hey, we suck, but we're gonna get better. Here's our kids, and then we trade a couple kids, but we got a couple kids back.
Yeah, yeah.
They're perpetually getting better. They've been getting better for like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they had like right towards the end of Shane Doan's career, they were decent-ish.
Ekman Larson's gonna be there for like another 15 more years. He's gonna be the next Shane Doan, and they're still gonna be like, yeah, next year we're gonna make it.
They just keep throwing money at him. Do you blame him?
Nah, I mean, I'd stay if they were gonna give me that much money. Right? But
no, I would go somewhere else and get lots of money and win.
Hockey players have like a weird association there to the, like, they feel like they have to stay with the franchise.
That's why they're all miserable and sad.
You mean it's not like the NFL where literally two players on the same team are like, fuck this, trade me?
No, that'd be really fun though. That'd be a lot.
How about Le'Veon Bell not playing and then the backup doing great? I love that.
Well, yeah, Le'Veon Bell does great. That's actually who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then Antonio Brown's getting pissed at Big Ben because he's not throwing the ball. So he didn't show up to practice, but he said it was a personal matter. But then somebody said something on Twitter, like a former executive on the Steelers, and he goes, well, then trade me.
The best was his agent came out and made a statement like, this is all like silly and ridiculous. And someone's like, he literally tweeted, trade me. Like, come on.
Yeah, you don't get that in the NHL. It just doesn't happen.
Which I kind of wish there was like,
a little bit of personality.
I don't want like Le'Veon Bell situations where guys are sitting out and not playing and stuff. I don't want like guys being assholes, but I just want like a little bit of charisma. Like, I want about 15 more PK Subbans.
Honestly, the closest thing we got to like that kind of charisma in the offseason this year was Jonathan Tavares tweeting, it feels good to be home with his like bedspread.
Well, John Tavares is like the most boring player. He's more boring than Sidney Crosby.
Yeah,
this is just all out of coincidence that he went to Toronto, and it's not him showing personality, it's just he's excited to be home.
That's like he probably meant that as a text and accidentally tweeted it.
Right? He's sending it to his mom or something.
Yeah.
What is what is this Twitter? Puts his like bifocals on because he's an old man.
Like I literally started watching the Sixers because of Joel Embiid on Twitter.
To be
quite honest with you, like I was following the Sixers. I follow all the sports teams, but like I started watching because I was like, this guy is hilarious and he's so much fun. So I started watching. Now I'm a kind of a basketball fan a little bit, which my dad hates. Players sell the sport, not teams.
Oh yeah, it's certainly not owners who say we're in a dumpster.
Like there is like a being raised as a fan of a team, yeah. But like if you're not raised as a fan of a team, you're not raised as a fan of sports. You get sucked in because of storylines and because of personalities. You know, so you don't have like I'm a Flyers fan until I'm 85.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know how we got onto this topic, but I wanted to look up something about how much money Eugene Melnick was losing every year running the Islanders.
Okay. Well, while you do that, we're going to talk about something that he mentioned. And there's going to be a lot of turnover for the Senators. And he also talked about, obviously mentioned the youth and all that kind of stuff. There are three players signed to the 2021 season. That is Bobby Ryan, Marion Gaborik, and Zach Smith, all who are 30, 31, and 36.
I love Bobby Ryan. I feel so bad for him. He's bad now. Granted, he's not that. He's not.
But he's
really
getting fucking paid.
He is. But goddamn, he straddled that franchise. He thought, there was a slim chance that they were trying to get him out with Erik Karlsson so they could get rid of his cap hit. So, if I'm Bobby Ryan, I'm praying I'm off
gone.
The team and
yeah.
I'm following Karlsson to the Sharks or somewhere. And nope, now he's definitely straddled to that franchise for the rest of his career.
There's
no way anybody takes him.
No, he's going to get bought out, if anything. But here are the players that become free agents after the season. Mark Stone, Matt Duchene, Ryan DeZingle, Tom Pyatt, Colin White, Magnus Pajärvi, Paul Carey, Max McCormick, Cody Kecky, Chris Weidman, Christian Wolinen, who I don't even fucking know. Both their goalies, Craig Anderson and Mike Condon. Those two do not. They're signed through 2021.
They have any sense, they're out of there.
Well,
especially not Duchene.
Okay.
Especially Duchene.
Yeah.
All right, you guys want to guess this? So, in 2013, after running the Ottawa Senators for 10 years, do you want to guess how much money Eugene Melnick lost? Or the team lost under his watch?
$2 billion.
No, not $2 billion.
It's definitely less than that.
No, because he took over in, 2003? They made the Cup one year. They made the conference finals another year. I don't know, probably $1 million.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say $500
million. You guys are
still
so
too high?
You got a
$1
billion.
I'm bad with guessing. You
got to
give me
a $500 million guess. All right, it's between that. So
it's without going over. It's the closest without going over. Remember this.
An article by the Ottawa Citizen in 2013. Okay, so this is, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On Melnick's decade-long watch, they say, the team has generated a grand total of just $6 million on operations. That is total revenues minus costs associated with paying and moving players. Melnick has had to absorb a cumulative cash loss of $94
million. Wow. All
right.
So that was 5 years ago, so you could add – and it says he's losing $10 million a year. Running the team.
There's another $50 million gone.
Yeah.
So, $250,000.
What? Million?
Okay, you guys are terrible.
It's $140 million. It's $140 million for those of us who can actually do math.
I meant to say $250 million, but that was wrong.
We are not the best at maths.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we'll have a finance class after this. I'll teach you guys.
Oh, thank God.
I barely passed my finance class in college. I got a C-.
You guys on The Price is Right would be great. How much is this can of soup?
A penny.
2 cents. $50.
Listen, Listen. So, what do you guys think? Thanks for the sends.
Nothing.
There's nothing.
The black abyss.
Oh, we forgot the most important thing about the Senators.
Matt Duchene.
No. Well, yeah, kind of Matt Duchene.
Oh,
how did they
tail.
Get Matt Duchene? They traded their first pick this year, which will be a lottery pick. So, and they didn't lottery protect
him. Oh my god, they did.
And they're going to lose Matt Duchene in all likelihood. So, they basically pissed away a chance at drafting a franchise player.
They really didn't protect that pick.
Yeah. So, Colorado is going to end up getting the first overall pick or like a top 5 pick. And be
That's
a playoff
amazing.
Team, maybe.
Which is going to make them even better. Wow.
Yeah, so Colorado is probably coming up in a couple years.
They're making out good.
So, wow. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot to mention that. Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. Hextall needs to get on the phone with these Canadian GMs. I swear to God.
How do we not have McDavid yet?
I don't
know. There's an unprotected first for Simmons somewhere up there.
Yeah, that's right? For real. He could probably trade Wayne Simmons to... Probably the only team that isn't terrible at running their franchise is Toronto. So you have, what, 6 Canadian teams out there who will Winnipeg.
Yeah.
So 5 Canadian teams who will pay way too much money for Wayne Simmons. And then we can just get them back
the
in the offseason.
Oilers. Easy. They will pay. They would definitely get
They need a winger. Pick. They need a winger for McDavid. Oh, we have we'll trade you Wayne Simmons for Draisaitl, and you retain half his salary. Boom.
Well, what you're missing.
Yeah. Draisaitl.
Just need third line center.
Need more grit.
Look at Adam Larson. Get a defenseman.
Oh, my God. True. Come on.
Straight up.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
What, this isn't New Jersey?
No. Forgot. Shirelli only deals in
one for ones, dude. What do you mean?
We already traded JVR for Luke Shen.
True. We don't need to do that again.
Which I saw someone say that that was basically like trading, what was it, like JVR for Brandon Manning.
Ugh.
Pretty much at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's terrible.
So Luke Shen, is he still in the league?
No.
He might be on Arizona somewhere.
Still?
I think he might
Let
me double check.
He was floating around out west.
You know, I did think he re-signed with Arizona, but, like, it's below $1 million.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah,
he's basically a minor leaguer.
No, he's not. Well, he's not on their main roster. He's not on their expanded roster either.
Right, so in regards of what happens to the Senators moving
forward.
Yeah, he
is. 800,000.
The answer really is nothing. They're just going to be bad for 5 years. Like, yeah. They're gonna have to start from scratch and collect picks. And if they're smart, which they're not, they will trade all those pending UFAs they're going to lose in Duchene and Stone and get some picks back.
Yeah, I think Craig Anderson's going to be gone.
Yeah, like they're just going to have to sell everything and then hope they don't go bankrupt while they try to make a new team. But
I think this is a perfect because it leads into my next. Now, does anybody else have anything
actually,
to say?
Yeah, real quick, he's actually on the Ducks making $800,000.
Yeah. You gotta make a living somewhere.
I mean, I'd play for the Ducks for $800,000.
Right? So, yeah, well, I think any one of us would. So I'm done with the Sens, kind of. I'm ready to move on to the Hot Take Corner. Right, we're bringing back Hot Take Corner again. It's a recurring thing now. Yeah, words. They come out of my mouth. But mine actually has to do with the Senators. And the Panthers. And I think they will both relocate by the 2023-2024 season. Ottawa to Quebec, Florida to Kansas City.
Drew, this is the worst take ever. We have to wait 5 years for to find out if you're right or not?
Well, yeah, you can't just relocate like that.
Are you even going to remember this?
Yes.
This is a terrible... Hot takes need to be proven right or wrong within a year. New rule.
Oh my God!
No
this bullshit.
No,
or they have to be a general opinion, or they have to be a general opinion on something. Like you can't just like throw out something 5 years.
The Flyers will win a cup in 2043.
Okay,
they will have a perfect season, and they will go 16-0. Actually, they'll go 20-0.
Relocation doesn't just happen in a season, though.
They'll go 20-0 in the playoffs because they'll have an expanded playoff format when they have 50 teams.
By 2075, they won't hockey, or the NHL won't be using ice skates. They'll be using hover skates. There's my hot take.
Right.
Well, anyways, yeah, Quebec for Ottawa, Florida for Kansas City. Fuck off.
I agree with you that Ottawa will probably be ending up moving to Quebec once Melnick has to sell the team because he has no money left. But I don't know when that's going to happen. But he will sell the team. Like, Quebec is sitting there waiting for one of these teams to fail to take them. Don't agree with Florida because Gary Bettman will do everything in his power to keep the Sun Belt teams in the Sun Belt.
I mean, I don't see the Hurricanes moving.
Just look at what they did for Arizona. Like, if Arizona didn't get relocated, Florida's not getting relocated.
Well,
and the Thrashers were a different situation, but yeah.
Well, the reason why I picked Kansas City is because there's going to be an expansion team that's going to go to Seattle or Portland. So, because they need a Western Conference.
I don't think they're going to So Seattle's getting a team. Like, that's pretty much sense.
That's an expansion team though. That's not going to be
Seattle's getting a team, and their first season is going to be the year after the CBA is negotiated. So whether or not there's a lockout or not, they're going to wait there'll probably be a lockout, but
that's another hot take of mine.
So once the CBA is figured out, then they'll announce Seattle's season is starting whatever a year after that. But I don't think there's going to be any more expansion for several years after that. But it does sound like they want to
get the 32nd team.
Well, no, this would be the 32nd team. Seattle,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but and after that. Because I think they want to go to Houston and Kansas City really bad.
Yeah, Houston. Kansas City's got a new arena in 2007. It's supposed to be pretty nice. It doesn't get much use.
In Kansas City, you almost got a team a couple times.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the Penguins were almost in Kansas City. And so that's been a market they've been wanting to move to for a long time.
Yep.
But Quebec is like obviously going to be a slam dunk and it's going to succeed. So they're saving that for...
Yeah. And the other thing about that is Montreal's owner said he's okay with the market competition. So he's already – like it's basically written in stone. It's just one of Ottawa, Florida, Carolina need to be ready for relocation.
Yeah, I don't think Carolina or the Florida's moving.
I think the first one to move is going to be Ottawa.
Yeah, maybe Carolina actually because I think they have some like – no, they just got a new owner. Yeah, right?
They just got a new owner, yeah.
And if the owner didn't move them right away, then they're not moving.
Right.
So – yeah, those teams are here to stay.
I mean, the other team that could leave is the Islanders.
I can see the Islanders moving because they're a tire fire. But they just got a new stadium.
Yeah, but it's not a high – well, that's right. They're not playing in Brooklyn anymore.
They got a arena deal that's being built. Yeah.
Yeah, so no, they're not moving anywhere then.
Yeah, I think Bettman's going to want to keep the Islanders. I mean, I doubt – there's so many other teams that would move before they do.
Yeah, there's no – there's you got to have two New York teams, right? So – like, there's no reason to move a team out of New York.
Yeah, Buffalo. They're in the city. They'd have more fans if they got better.
But Buffalo's not New York City. It's
basically Toronto.
It's basically like what Pittsburgh is to Philly. It's nowhere near it. It's
still a Pennsylvania team.
Exactly. It's still a Pennsylvania team, but it might as well be Ohio.
You know what? I can agree with that because nobody wants to go to Ohio and nobody wants to go to Pittsburgh, the city, not the team. Yep. What are you gonna do? Go visit all their bridges?
They have a lot of bridges. I don't know if you heard. They also have a tunnel, but that's like a bridge, but it goes under the water.
And they're not as proud of that.
It's not as cool as all the bridges they have that are made from steel from an industry that no longer exists there. But there's a lot of bridges, and if you need to use one, and there's lots of traffic, you can just use a different bridge.
You know that they have three rivers there too?
That's why they need so many bridges and a tunnel, which is an underwater bridge. It's so cool.
I know. All right, what are your guys' hot takes? Since mine's just got thrown out the fucking window as soon as I said it.
Pittsburgh will build three new bridges.
Wow.
In 2019.
You know what? That's too far.
All right, my hot take. I don't know. Drew or Kush, you go.
All right, so I actually have two different ones because I thought of one just a couple seconds ago. I don't think that the NHL will go into a lockout. I mean, they're kind of on the upswing, and how could like that would put them back so far?
I kind of agree with you, Kush. I really think they're gonna do it this time. They're gonna get it done.
Because otherwise, that just hurts. Because they, I mean, like or hate Gary Bettman, he is building the league. And now you have two expansion teams coming in. Do you really want to throw, like, a wrench in all that?
And think about the last two lockouts. All right. Two lockouts ago, what did we lock out over? It was the salary cap. There wasn't a salary cap. The owners were like, we're going to have a salary cap, so we lost the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next lockout was they wanted to reduce contracts lengths and divide up the – make it 50-50 hockey right. revenue and all that stuff. So there isn't really a hill to die on this time. The players don't like escrow, but they're going to – there's no way around it. They need escrow. Like, it's not going to go away. So the players are going to cave on that. And then there's what? The Olympics? Which the owners will go say, fine, have the Olympics. Look, there's no, like, major, like, divide this time. It's just going to be the same CBA with a few tweaks.
I think you're right. Like, I think if there was... Yeah, there's nothing that big. Like, the Olympics could, but that would be really, really dumb. You'd be losing more money by not letting the players go to the Olympics than doing a lockout for a whole year.
The NHL doesn't care because they're going to want to go to all the future Olympics anyways. They just didn't want to go to Korea. That's what it came down to.
Yeah.
But, you know, they want to go to China, and then I think there's, like, one more in Asia. Then after that, you don't have to deal with that anymore.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that'd be nuts if they didn't go to China, because they are really – you know, trying to market out there hard.
The NHL wants to go.
Oh, I know.
Well, they're having a preseason game this year there, aren't they, in Shanghai?
They did last year, and next year, too. So, yeah, they're trying to tap in. Everyone's trying to tap into China.
Well, you got to get the spies in there somehow.
My other hot take was, it's not really a hot take, but it's
it better
more
be
of a
somewhat
spicy.
It better be mild.
It's a spicy opinion. So, I never actually dove into Lou Lamoriello's no shave policy before.
Oh yeah.
until he was made GM in the Islanders. And the reason why I dove so deep into it now is because of Joshua Hosang also having to change his number from 66. Like, did anybody watch the preseason game? The other night,
I did watch the whole game.
Did anybody see a cleanly did you get a good image of cleanly shaven Barry Trotz?
No.
Oh my god!
Hang on, I gotta look this up.
So what is your opinion that this is stupid?
God, it's very stupid. It's so dumb. Like what does that bring? I don't understand it. Like. So he says it's supposed to bring team unity, but what are you unifying over? Like,
it's just Lou is all about power. Like, that's his thing. Yeah, he controls everything. He doesn't let any, like, nothing leaks out. You get no news from Lou Lamoriello run teams, and everyone has no one. All the players can't have high numbers. They all have to have low numbers unless you're like, there's a bunch of weird, quirky things about
He was at the height of like this style of GM where it's, you really like, I don't know, like you have to show power over your players back when like that actually mattered, I guess. I don't know. Cause he ran the Devils for all them years and they were a team that,
I have a hot take.
A real, I don't know, like they were real gritty, I guess. They had Scott Stevens and I feel like he's just still stuck in that generation.
Yeah, but Scott Stevens had a beard.
The reason why John Tavares did not sign with the Islanders is because they picked Lou to be their GM. That's my hot take.
Well, he had like an interview where he basically kind of said that he would have considered staying more if they would have kept Garth Snow.
Yeah, which is funny because they fired Garth Snow and hired Lou in order to sell stability to Tavares.
But it really pushed him away.
Did the opposite. But that's not okay.
Yeah, he was the GM that drafted him, so I guess he wanted to stay loyal to him.
Islanders are, they're another terribly run
franchise. It's just funny because they go from all these 4 years of having a poor general manager and. Look, I know Lou has, three Stanley Cups, but I just don't think he had the best goalie at the time.
With the best defense at the time.
With the best defense at the time.
Yeah, he also cheated a lot.
They call him Loophole Lou. So
I don't think he's actually a good GM. And I think he was given 3 years in Toronto. He didn't do anything with it. And
he's also like 90 years old now.
Yeah. He's like stuck in a past generation that I don't think is going to help the Islanders at all. And I think
he thought signing Fippola would be good.
Yeah, but I think the players, like, see, if I was – losing John Tavares hurts them more than just on-ice performance. Because if I was John Tavares and I was on that franchise, I would just – what are you going to do? Make me shave? Like, are you going to hold the razor to my face?
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's such a stupid – it's such a stupid thing. It's like, why would you –
like, I can understand.
You're trying to sell your team to get free agents, basically, yeah. You know? And you're going to be like, well, we have this really strict no-shave policy. Like, what? Why? Who cares?
That's so dumb.
But the Yankees do that, too. So I think that's where he got it
Yankees are the
Yankees, you know? Like, I guess they can get away with that.
Plus, like, baseball cap space works so much different. They can just go out and buy it. Yeah, they can just go out and buy everybody. It's not – you can't do that in hockey.
So my hot take is, I don't know, I feel like I've already said this, but the Flyers will be fun.
I think so, yeah.
I mean,
I don't think it's a hot take.
I'm getting more and more sold on it. I'm getting more and more sold on it, because as we speak right now, the Flyers are playing the Rangers in a preseason matchup, and Lindblom...
Oh, is that on TV?
And Lindblom just batted one out of the air for a goal, so...
Cool.
Is it streaming?
I don't know. I see it on Twitter on NHL GIFs.
Okay.
I mean, if they do the lineup right, it can be fun. But if it's just going to be predictable, I'm just going to fucking hate my life.
No, I think there's even if Hacksaw put out Weiss and Laterra on the lineup, I think there's still enough young guys. Like it's almost impossible for Hacksaw to make the lineup not fun. So I feel like everyone, you got to take the last 5 years and just kind of let it go. Just let it go. And this is the new year. The Flyers are going to be, they're a playoff team. They're going to be competing for the playoffs. They're going to be competing for a division title. Like, they're going to be in that conversation. They're probably not, I wouldn't pick them to win. Like, I think the Penguins and Capitals are probably better, but. Like, they're going to be in that conversation. Like, they're going to be a playoff team. They're going to have a chance to actually make a run.
Oh, they're going
to
do 98, 100 points just like they did last year.
No, they're going to be better than last year. Like, they might finish the same amount of points, but they're going to have less losses. They lost in overtime a lot. So, they were, like, exactly a 500 team. Like, they're not going to be a 500 team this year.
Do you think they hit 100 points?
Yeah. They were 2 points away from it last year, so they could definitely do it. Listen, that top line of Coots, Giroux, and Konechny is really good. That's you have a guy who scored 102 points last year. You have a guy who was a Selke finalist, and then you have an up and coming young forward. And then the second line is going to have JVR and Jake Voracek on it, who is a 30 goal scorer. JVR is going to score 30 goals. He does every year. All right, and then Jake scored a point per game last year, and Nolan Patrick looks really good. So. That's a great top six, and then your bottom six is going to be way better than it was last year. So,
yeah,
they're going to be fun. That's my hot take. I'm tired of everyone being like, Hextall. Like, I get it, Hextall sucks, but like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I think they'll earn a playoff spot. Won't be a wild card spot. I think they'll be one of the top three teams in the division. So, I think they'll be fun this year.
I mean, hopefully. But I'm one of the pessimists.
You know,
you're not alone. Most people are. So.
You know what'll really make them fun this year, though?
What's that?
The mascot that we're definitely getting.
Oh, God. Why? Why do we need a mascot? It's so dumb.
We don't need a mascot.
We need a...
The Philly Fanatic is doing nothing in the winter. Just have him show
but
up.
But the question is, why are we unveiling him by having this guy who plays mischief...
So this is technically how they revealed the Lehigh Valley Phantoms mascot. It was like something similar.
That would make sense if they actually went with like a phantom, because like it's a phantom.
What the hell is a Flyers mascot even going to be?
I don't know. They had one in 70-something, and it was the ugliest fucking thing in the world.
Maybe it'll just be that thing.
God, I hope not.
I mean, mascots aren't really for us anyway. It's for little kids.
Yeah, that's why mascots can be cool.
Yeah, the Philly Fanatic is the only cool mascot. There's only one cool mascot. It's the Philly Fanatic. What is it?
Swoop
no one knows.
Cool.
He's goofy. Swoop is a stupid eagle.
Yeah.
All mascots are dumb. Like, oh, the Sixers cool hip hop rabbit.
Weird.
Like, what is that?
That's weird.
And then now the Union have a snake.
Wait, what?
What's that have to do with soccer? Have a
snake. Snakes don't have even have feet.
I think
they can't play soccer.
I haven't followed it, but
my
only guess is that the Union, or they're kind of like Philly Independence, is that like kind of what the vibe of their team?
So you're
like,
saying
don't tread on me? Is that's where I'm trying to get it. It's like, that's what, I don't know. A snake as a soccer mascot is hilariously dumb. But, yeah.
Its name is Fang.
He's more like... Yeah, he's like a snake. He has obviously his legs. The
it's a lizard
suit,
then. So. It's not a snake.
But like, well, I heard everyone saying it was a snake.
Yeah, but it can't. If it has legs, it can't be a snake. It's just science.
It can be a serpent.
Oh my god! I'm currently watching the unveiling of Fang, and it was literally a kid walking through an Acme, and this guy was like putting out groceries, and it was like boxed goods. And all of a sudden, he opens this box up, and there's an egg in it, and it was glowing. And then it said, hatching soon. Like, what?
Okay,
there's
so
another one. I'm going to watch. Keep going.
Name me one mascot besides the Philly Fanatic that's, like, actually cool. Mr. Met?
No.
It's a baseball fan.
The only time it was cool was when he gave that fan the thing.
The bull from the Bulls? The Chicago Bulls? He was cool.
No, it's. I mean, yeah, it might look cool, but like, it's not cool. It's a mascot. You know what? Rammy from Westchester.
No,
only because I knew
who
it was.
We're not doing that.
See, like mascots.
Rammy. His name was Rammy because our animal was a ram.
See, mascots that are just based off your team, like, you know, the Eagles have an eagle mascot.
It's
like whatever.
Obvious.
You know? Yeah.
Well, it's like we're Eagles. Our mascot will be.
What the
eagle.
Fuck is the Phantom's mascot supposed to be?
It's a
phantom
guy.
No, not anymore.
It's a knockoff Philly Fanatic.
It basically is.
Oh, wait.
I can't remember his names. Phantoms.
Just tell me if the backstory is the Philly Fanatic had a child.
It's like a bear. It's like a beaver.
Then okay.
I think it's a beaver or something.
Well, the Montreal Canadiens took the Montreal Expos mascot.
See, that actually wasn't like a bad idea. I actually like that.
Yeah.
I mostly hate the Montreal Canadiens, but I will say that that's like the one thing that they've probably gotten right.
But can we just say that I think the Montreal mascot, and I think Dallas Stars have a similar mascot. It's basically a ripoff of the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm saying, listen, what is he doing all winter long? Nothing.
Oh.
Just have him come in, give him a Flyers jersey and a Flyers hat, and it's just a Philly Fanatic. And you know what? Everyone would love it.
You guys need to look up the Iron Pigs mascot, because this might be the ugliest thing in the world.
Oh, wait. The Edmonton Oilers mascot.
Ooh, I gotta look. No, I gotta look that up too.
Oh, that what did they say that was?
It's
like
terrifying.
A jaguar?
It's a bobcat, I think. But it's like really scary.
Oh my god,
looking.
It's a bobcat! Holy shit, this thing's terrifying!
Yeah, it's not. Like,
yeah,
that it's actually
scary.
It's not so. Like, that is not okay to put around children.
No, it's not.
Jesus. Why?
Yeah, mascots are.
His name is Hunter! Jeez, alright. I mean, there's no good that can come from a Flyers mascot. We are all in agreement on a lot.
Well, there's nothing it could be. The Flyers are a flying pea. So unless it's literally a pea running around.
What if it's
sense.
Like a pea? Like the vegetable. Flying. It's got a cape?
That was... Like, it's going to be something, like, Ben Franklin related.
No, okay,
something,
why...
Something historical.
Why would it be, like, terrorizing a construction crew by putting hockey stuff everywhere? Did you
know.
See the hype
it
video?
It was drawing up hockey
yeah.
plays? Is it... It's a... So my dad said... I texted this to my dad, and he said, is it going to be Bundy?
Oh my god.
Yeah. I was like, wait, this makes much sense.
He was relieved from his job of between the bench.
They're not announcing a new mascot. They're announcing a new between the bench guy, and it's Coatsy again.
That would be amazing. That's what it was.
I would take back every bad thing ever said about the Flyers if they were doing a video tease mystery series revealing that Coatsy's back between the benches. And he's destroying the construction because he's in a drunken rage. Like, I can see
it. Oh, man, there's just Amstels littered throughout the construction.
Yeah.
When did they say?
Yeah, that video was so cringeworthy, too.
When did they say they were going to have? Okay, first off, that video. Let's dissect this video, because it's like a normal interview between a construction manager who's clearly not a construction manager.
He's not a construction manager.
And then Andrea.
He's like, wait. Have you ever seen that commercial on the NHL Network? It runs like every 5 seconds of the guy who's a doctor for the drug rehab.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's clearly not a doctor. Yeah. He's just some guy they found. They gave him like,
and it's like, he's like, yeah, we're doing this, this, and this, and it's going to be cool. And then she's like, oh, so there's like a new fan exhibit where you can draw hockey plays on this glass. And he's like, don't look at that. Right, and then like they sign off, and then it does like a weird thing where they like comes off the interview like behind the scenes ways, and she's like, "Nah, seriously, what is it?" And he's like, he says something weird, and then it turns into like a documentary where they're just doing like just a talking head segment with the construction manager, just like, "What? Where did this come from?"
It's supposed to be like
The Office.
Oh, what is that? No, that's like scary movie thing.
The found footage one.
Yeah, like Blair Witch Project, kind of. I feel like that's the vibe they're trying to go for. Is Kush watching it?
No, I think Drew has it on. I'm actually gonna have to cut it short because I'm technically on call for work.
Oh,
and I just got a call.
Oh no! Well, in that case, everybody, thank you all for listening to another episode of the Wizwit Hockey Podcast. As always, I've been Drew. That's been Devin and Kush. If you want to follow us on Twitter, go to @wiz_wit_hockey. Myself at TheBigDrew92. Devin at DevinS93. Kush at Flywalker1975. Questions, comments, send us an email, wizwithockey@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening. You can listen. I don't care.
Wizening.
Yeah, wizening. Ah! I've been Drew. He's been Devin.
Hi. Am I supposed to say something?
And he's been Kush. Kush, have fun at work.
Oh, see ya.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.